You know what? There's a lot to be excited about. I guess some extremely talented players that we've added to the roster, along with some extremely talented players that we've had here for a while. But, you know, all that's on paper. It really doesn't mean anything right now. We haven't even had one practice together, so we got a long ways to go.
Definitely, when the rumors started circulating about Grievous probably coming here, were you like us? You've got to be kidding. And then what was the reaction when he actually was here?
Well, you know, I don't really follow a whole lot of football in the off season, so I heard it, and you know, that would be great if he came, I thought. Obviously, when you get a player like that, you're excited about the opportunity to play with him. You know what he brings to the table, but look, there are 31 other teams out there that are trying to get done what they need to get done, and we've got to try to, you know, just focus on us and trying to improve.
Logan talked about it last week a little bit, Matthew, and you've been a leader for several years now on this team, especially on special teams. When you see guys leave and they say things that are the most complimentary thing about the organization, what goes through your mind?
You know, I try not to give those things a whole lot of thought. We live in a country with social media and things like that. People are able to speak their minds, and I don't have a problem with that. You know, but I'm just more worried about what's going on here in-house. Anybody that I may have played with in the past, I wish them nothing but the best of luck. But, you know, we've just got to focus on what's going on here in New England.
Logan also said that everybody inside that locker room, you know, year-round know what to expect. Would you say that's the best way to sum it up, that everybody knows what they're getting into when they put on the red, white, and blue of this uniform?
No question. The expectations around here are high. We expect to be successful every year. We know the cost that we have to pay, and we know it's not going to be easy. But whether it's easy or not, we're going to do everything we can to have success here and year out.
You've had the same special teams coordinator for about 5 years now, and you've been a captain for 3 years now. You've got that solidarity up top. How do you guys collaborate in the offseason to make sure that things actually improve the next year?
I think there's so many facets of the game that, you know, I can improve upon, we can improve upon. Scotty is a very demanding coach, and to be able to know, like we were saying earlier, know what he expects from us and know how we need to get better is very helpful. And to have that continuity with, you know, I don't want to say I think the same as Scotty, but I have a pretty good understanding of him, and so do the other guys in there. It goes a long way when it comes to, you know, crunch time during the season.
Was there one area that you guys wanted to improve upon as a unit, even though there are, like you said, so many different components to it?
I think we can improve in all the big four units. You know, we left a lot of plays out there last year. Even though we had a successful season as a group, I think there's a lot of areas that we can improve upon. I know there are a lot of areas I can improve upon, and I'm sure a lot of guys feel that way. So we're just looking to get better.
Matthew, I know you take your role as a captain seriously. What do you bring to, like, off-season workouts in that regard? What does your captaincy kind of like, what kind of influence do you have, and what can you bring to the players?
I think the biggest thing is just trying to lead by example. Coming in here and putting in a good day's work oftentimes says more than any words that can come out of your mouth. So my approach is just to take each day as its own and try to, you know, improve myself physically, mentally, so that I can be a better football player and a better teammate for this team.
Man, how much time, you know, do you take off after the season and, you know, let yourself rest up a bit before, you know, getting back into it? And what's it like once you do start getting back into it?
You know, you like to take a few weeks off to, you know, you play such a long season, your body's really beat up. You like to take a few weeks off and let your body heal itself up. And then you slowly get back into maybe rehab and running and lifting. And I think those first few weeks when you first start back, you're thinking to yourself, man, I'm out of shape. But, you know, that's all part of it. So it's really a year-round gig now. We really have to keep ourselves in tip-top shape year-round. You know, you have to pick and choose your spots to take time off and rest your body. But other than that, you got to be on at all times.
With the draft coming up, you've been in the league a while now, I know. But do you ever think back to your draft day? Was it stressful? What was it like waiting around to hear your name called?
I sure do. I think about it all the time. You know, I was in a position where I didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know where I was going to end up, didn't know if I was going to get drafted. But thinking back on it, it really was a joy to be able to, you know, see that childhood dream come to fruition and be able to live that out. And I'm still very thankful that this team took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to live out my childhood dream.
Have you looked at it on both sides of the ball coming out?
I was. I didn't know if I was going to be playing safety, receiver. I obviously knew I was going to be playing in the kicking game, but other than that, I was just kind of an open book and ready to go wherever they asked me to go.
What reps on the offensive side, at least in training camp and practice against Darrell?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll be fun. You know, as competitors, no matter what it is that you're doing, I feel like all of us want to go against the best, and we feel like he's definitely one of the best. He's proven that. And I think it's just going to make everyone better going against a guy like that, as well as the other guys that we've added. So there'll be a lot of competition, as there is every year, and I think that breeds success. So.
And Matthew, going back to your draft process being scouted, you mentioned Scotty O'Brien. Did you have any relationship with him during that time? Did he come to evaluate you?
No. And actually, if you recall, Brad Seeley was here my rookie year, and Scott was in Denver. So I didn't meet Scott until he came here my second year. And as I've said several times, and I'll say it again, you know, I owe a lot of my success to Scott O'Brien and what he's been able to do for me as a player.
How about your sense of importance of the Patriots' place on special teams going through that draft process?
You know what? I really felt like this was ultimately the perfect fit because Coach Belichick understands that you have to have, you know, solid effort in all three phases to have a good football team. That's something that he values and they value here. And fortunate for me, I've been able to, you know, have a little bit of success doing that.
Is it technique, X's and O's, energy? What is it that Scott has made you really appreciate about that third phase?
I definitely think the cerebral part of the game, and really thinking about what you're doing, having a plan of attack, understanding how you're being attacked or blocked, understanding what you're trying to do return-wise. He's really opened my mind to just being more than a fast guy that's running down there throwing my body around it. It's a thinking man's game, believe it or not. And he's really helped me in that area. And there's also been things physically that he's challenged me to do better. And like I said, I'm really thankful to have played for a coach like that.
Matt, to what extent did you know any of these guys, you know, Revis, Browner, or LaFell, other than just, you know, playing with them on the field and going against them?
Well, you know, I've gotten a few chances to visit with Revis and, you know, obviously competing against him over the years. Got a chance to meet him and spend some time with him in Hawaii this year. And really a good guy. Does everything the right way, plays the game the right way. And you respect that about a guy, no matter, you know, who he plays for. If he plays the game hard, plays the game the right way, you respect it. And he's definitely one of those guys.
What was the highlight for you from your trip to Hawaii?
You know, just being able to spend time with the greatest players in the world. And, you know, I'm a fan of this game, and I always have been, always will be. So that was a joy to be able to spend time with some of the best doing it right now.
And I know we're just sort of getting back to football here and sort of getting our mind back to what we left behind in January. LeGarrette was the primary kickoff returner by the end of last season. He's obviously no longer here. As a special teams captain, when you look at that, who do you see that's here that might be able to make a mark in that role?
Well, that decision is certainly up to Scotty and Joe Judge and obviously Coach Belichick. Like they always tell me, players play, coaches coach. So, you know, that's not up to me. There are a lot of guys that are more than capable of getting the job done, and we'll just see, you know, how it unfolds.
Matthew, when your dad was a player, was there anything at all like the off-season work? As you said, full-time job off-season, anything at all like that?
You know, I think towards the end of my dad's career, he really understood how to prepare. He really understood how to get his body right. And I haven't been around a lot of people professionally that worked as hard as he did. And I think that's what enabled him to have longevity and have the success that he had. But obviously early on in his career, he was a substitute teacher the first 3 years, and it was a different NFL. But towards the latter part of his career, he really, you know, paid the game the respect that it's due as far as preparing his body and really being ready to go year-round.
What does this portion of the schedule mean for you guys in terms of just team building and getting to know all the new guys and everything?
I think this is huge. You can't expect to just show up September and have a good football team. It really starts now. It starts with, you know, physically preparing your body, like you said, building chemistry, going back to the basics. There's a lot of work that goes into, you know, us showing up September and playing a game. So we're a long ways away right now. We know that, and hopefully we can get ourselves in better position day by day.
We have two more questions.
Do you do any film work, Matthew, on your own?
I do.
At this time of year?
I do. I think I like to self-scout. I like to talk to other players around the league. I like to watch other players around the league. I think that you can learn a lot by watching other guys. So that's something that I've learned to do more and more as my career's gone along.
What do you see from your second-year guys in the receiving room, the Dobsons, the Boyces, the Tompkins? Just from you having been here since 08, you know, that they've sort of now graduated into not rookies anymore. What do you see from them that you like, you know, that gives them a chance?
Well, obviously those guys were asked to do a lot last year. They had a big load on their plate. And look, they were great teammates. They did everything that they were asked to do. They worked hard. And hopefully they can improve upon that this year. And like I said, there's a lot of work left to be done, and they're definitely up for the challenge, as well as all the guys in that locker room. So we just have to focus on day by day getting better. I'm sure they'll do that, and hopefully everyone around here will do that.
All right, guys.